You're listening to Talk That Talk with Erica Ann
Shay.
And we are on episode 61.
Yep.
And our topic for today is
guilty pleasures.
Woo!
Yes, I thought of this topic. I figured something fun, nothing too serious and nothing too, oh my gosh, we got to start.
So roll with us.
Yes, exactly. This is a fun episode. Hopefully it's a fun episode, and then it'll make you guys think about what your guilty pleasures are, if we might bring up something or you guys might be thinking of something of your own and stuff like that. So this is just like a fun little episode.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. You want to start?
All right. Well, one of my guilty pleasures, I'm going to take it back in a day.
Okay.
So remember when they used to have those ratchet magazines, they would just talk trash in those magazines. Like, it'd be like little love stories, but it was ratchet love stories.
Yeah.
I can't even think of the name of the magazines, but I used to read those all the time. It was interesting.
Was it like the trashy magazine? Because there's the, remember these magazines when we were younger? I think they were called Fed Magazine, which was prisoners writing their stories about how they used to be in a drug game. Not those. You're talking about the trashy romance type of.
Yeah.
Like, but they were bloody. Okay, I think I remember. I think I remember. I just can't remember the name of the magazine. I remember now. Okay.
It was real big. We would all get those magazines and be reading the stories.
I remember now. Yeah. They weren't Essence or Ebony Audience. They were some type of a black noir. It was like a black noir, you know, sultry, sexual type of magazine. Yeah, I forgot about those.
Those are good. I used to read those all the time.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So that was when I was younger.
I'm going to piggyback off of yours because it ain't when I was younger. It was when I was younger and I'm still doing it now. So it's still my guilty pleasure, which is the urban books, which people will call the hood books. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. So,
that's like my guilty pleasure. Like, you know, only a few of my friends know that about me. The ones that read it, and then the ones that don't read it, like you, I don't think you read those type of books. So I'm like,
well,
okay.
I used to because what was her? Oh my gosh, she was really big. But she wait a minute, I can't think of. I used to read them a lot. She was nasty in her books too.
Who you talking about, Zane?
No, not Zane. I read Zane and I was addicted. And so I think, you know, I read that book so fast that I think that was the fastest. But no, but it wasn't an urban book. It was written. Oh, I can't think of her name, but she, I used to read her books a lot. She's a white woman. And she used to write all of these sexual things. She was real explicit.
Jackie Collins?
Yes! Jackie Collins! I used to read a lot of Jackie Collins books.
Gotcha. But those would be called like kind of like the sultry erotica novels. I guess you could call them erotica novels. So yeah, I'm like in that realm too. I'm like, I like the hood / urban book / erotica novels. That would be, that would be Zane, like we just said. And then that would probably be Jackie Collins. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to read a lot of her books, boy.
Exactly. That's like my guilty pleasure.
Well, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Only because you know what it is. It's like, even though I don't want to be in that lifestyle of the drug game or whatever, but I like reading it. Kind of like how, you know, we love watching what's that show that just came back on with Power? We like, you know, watching Power. We don't want to be dealing with no drug dealer or whatever. But we love watching it and like, you know, like the movies, which we will talk about later in this podcast. But yeah. So that's like my guilty pleasure as far as something that I don't want to be involved in, but I don't have a problem reading it or watching it on TV. I'm not about that hood life like that now.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I'll enjoy it from behind the scenes, but reality now.
Exactly. We can talk about Ghost and Tasha and Tyreek all day, every day, but living that lifestyle? No, thank you.
Y'all can have it. That's funny.
Forgot.
Well, okay, so I don't know if this is yours, but I know this is mine, and I'm not really
porn. Let me stop.
You're right. That's what it is. You are right. So
I guess right, audience. I guess right.
I mean, you should know me. And so exactly. I kind of calmed down, you know, but you know, I would have, like, you know, when it was the VHS tapes. Now, no judgment. Like, me and my cousins, we all used to switch. Like, when we lived in Virginia, and I'm gonna blow them up, like, right now. But I ain't gonna say no names. But
we
all lived around each other, and we would come in there, and we were like, "Yo, you know, you got that tape? You know what I'm saying?" And so then we switch. We would switch out. You know, so because it would be new to me, but my take would be new to them, you know, and so, you know, we just, you know, rotating the videos, you know what I'm saying? So, and so, you know, that's what we do. And so, and then another thing is, like, when I used to live in Brooklyn, you know, I had the box, you know, the cable box, you know, before it got scrambled. And so what I would do, it was like part of my daily routine to watch this, you know, like, so while I'm working, okay, because I was doing my real estate at that time. And so while I was handling, you know, working and stuff like that, I would be watching it, but I have it turned down. But I had to, you know, it was like a regular TV show to me. And I would watch it. Every day I would watch it until they scrapped my box, you know, and stuff like that. I was like, oh, you know, and so I would just, you know, watch it. I haven't watched it like that, you know, in a while, but, you know, I don't mind watching it. And yeah, that's definitely one of mine.
Because, guilty.
Yeah, you know, and I used to go to the sites, you know, on my devices, but then I was like, you know, I haven't been, you know, like I could watch it anytime, actually, you know. And the only thing is, it's like, you know, it's not it has to be heterosexual, okay? And, you know, I watch it, and then I just basically look at it to see the different moves, you know, like, you know, like people will go to the strip joint, you know, to see other females, you know, just to see them go up the down the pole, but you know, you know, see moves, but that I would just, you know, watch the, you know, the movies, the porn, you know, see the different moves and stuff, you know, because you know, you don't have, you know, you could, it doesn't hurt to learn the different things that they may be doing, you know, shock your other half, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, that's
so
true.
Like, what? Where you get that from? You know, I'm not gonna tell you. You know, just enjoy.
It's your secret. Keep it to yourself. Just keep surprising them.
You know. So yeah.
Okay. My guilty pleasure. Erica doesn't seem to like it much, but I'm going to bring it up, and that's me and the thing. It's not that I don't like to communicate or converse on the phone, but texting is so much easier for me, especially nowadays. You know, we all out here multitasking. So it's not that I do it on purpose. It's just an easy way for me to communicate. 1, 2, 3. Because I can text Erica and probably text another person, but then, of course, make sure I'm texting the right person back.
No, say. Everybody
got to be on my side, please, before you counteract. Thank you very much.
No, okay. I was just saying, people get too comfortable.
This is true. So I do get comfortable, because when I do get on the phone, I'd be on the phone for hours upon hours, and I'd be like, this is why I like to text. You know what's so funny? I'm so bad where even if I have to make a call, I rather text it to pick up the phone. It's not even like to be like non-communicative, but sometimes it's like, I don't know if the person is busy. So I don't really like to just randomly call, like with Erica. Like, I'll text her and be like, hey girl, can you talk? And stuff like that. Cause I don't like when people do it to me, which is pick up the phone and call me. You don't know. I could be on the toilet. You know what I'm saying? I could be running an errand. I could be, you know, at work or whatever. Please basically text me first and be like, hey girl, can you talk? And if you say yes, or if I say yes, then okay. Other than that, please do not randomly call me, because I could be busy. And don't call me back to back to back, because obviously I didn't answer you the first time because I'm busy doing stuff. But anyway, I digress. Go ahead.
So then you must be one of those people, when you see the call coming, you looking at it be like, I'm not going to answer that.
No. If I don't, for the most part, if I don't answer, it's because I'm busy, and then I definitely will call you back, or I'll text you and say, hey, I'm busy, I'll call you back. Because usually if somebody calls me and I can't talk, I'll usually send a, you know, already pre-recorded or pre-texted word say, I'll call you back. So I usually don't ignore people.
Okay, good, good. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, you know,
Okay.
I have an issue because, you know, the world today, that's the world today, you know, and that's just a quick cop out to me. Like, I feel like if it's more than a paragraph and we're gonna keep, you know, if it's an emergency, then we're gonna, you know, okay, or emergency or something quick, like I'm on my way, or you know,
See you in 5 minutes.
yeah, just something quick, you know, good morning or whatever. But when it start getting like down to we keep going back and forth, nah, that's a conversation.
I
Okay.
hear.
That's a
She said, nah,
conversation
that's a
now.
conversation.
Yeah, that's a conversation, and let's have
Point
it, okay? Because my thumbs is gonna hurt. I don't want to type anymore. You
Right.
know, I mean, you can use the
Pick
voice,
up
but
the
even with
phone.
the voice text, you know, it doesn't work out pretty much. You still gotta go in and correct it when it misspells it. You know, like,
Right.
And then
Or
sometimes
voice
I text,
memo.
right? That's what I'm talking about. But well,
Oh,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, the
yeah.
voice memo too, but. If you could do that, we could be on
Yeah, that's
the
true. So voice
phone.
memo is irrelevant. Yeah. Voice memo is definitely irrelevant. But you said voice text, so I was like, wait, wait, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, voice text is, you
Right.
know, and you know, it still be misspelling words and stuff like that. And then it might be taken out of you know, if whenever you send it something like that, you know, it may be taken out of
Context.
yeah, you know. Oh,
Yeah,
you
because
got a
I'm
capital?
guilty of that too. I'll read a text and let's say you text me. You could be being, that's why I think a lot of people, and I'm guilty of that too. I'll put LOL because I'm like, I don't want that person to read it as I'm yelling at them or angry at them. So I'll put a LOL and stuff like that because somebody might read it like I'm being rude to them when I'm just basically just answering the question.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get better with it. I'm trying. Anyway, moving on. What's your next guilty pleasure? Yes. What's your next guilty pleasure, car fiber, please?
Okay. All right. So you know, like how men, right, when they meet females that have big asses or boobs and you know whatever, they like, ooh, you know, that's where their eyes go, right? So
I think I know where she's going, audience.
I try to keep my eyes up, but I cannot, because let me tell you, okay, it started from back in the day, with, you know, my friend that I went to high school with, we was real close, you know her. And so we was always talking. I don't know how we ever got on this conversation, but it was because we would always look at a man like that and say, what side does he wear it? Okay, on the right side or the left side, right? So from then on, ever since, I'm always looking to see what side they wear it on. Is it the left or is it the right?
You're
You
dirty.
know, I cannot help it. I try to keep my eyes up, and that's what happens. So I am guilty, okay? But it's not, you know, it's just been like this ever since, okay? My high school days. And
So, are you guilty of loving to receive eggplant pics?
I mean, that's if it's from, you know, if it's somebody I'm talking to.
Right.
You can send it all day. Hey, I know what that means.
You
You
don't
can send it
mind.
all day.
I hear
You know,
you.
I'll
Right,
send
but
some
if it's somebody
peaches.
purposely, all right.
You know, I'll send peaches all day too.
If it's somebody you're dating, I got you.
Just the one I'm
Not no
dating.
random person you're talking
No,
to.
no.
Yes.
Why?
Exactly. Yes,
I
yes,
would
yes, yes.
not. But
Exactly.
that's definitely one of mine. You know, and then that's where it goes into the next one. Of the bulky, you know,
Gray sweatpants?
the print.
Yeah,
Yeah.
the sweatpant print.
The sweatpant print.
Us
You
girls
know.
love those. I think I would
They
prefer that.
know it. They know it. They know it.
Yeah,
And
I think I would prefer that than the dick pics, honestly, because I'd just be like, can you wait till I ask or if we are seeing each other?
but you see
Like, don't
the
just
print
send it to
though.
me.
You see that print. So it's basically you might as well show the skin, right?
Well, no, because I think because I'm one of those, because I'm not like how men are. They rather, you know, maybe probably send a vagina pic or whatever without the clothes, but I don't mind having something to shield it. I don't want to see it. I just want like a little print of it. Thank you very much. Give me something to think about. Don't just give me and show me everything. You know what I'm saying? Tease me a little bit. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's all. Don't just show me your dick. Just send it in the gray sweatpants. Unless you just want to see it because you sitting up here talking about, it's the same thing.
I mean, I think it's too much on both sides, men and women, okay, on the social media, just doing it. Like, you're not even giving me a chance to even wonder how it, you know, what
it's looking. That's what I'm saying. So I don't mind the gray sweatpants. You know what I'm saying?
But the gray sweatpants is now telling me how big it is. That's what I'm saying. If you just had them pair of jeans on, okay, I wouldn't know. I would have to wonder. Okay? But when you just in the camera shaking it side to side, slow motion, you know, you got the towel right there.
You sent me, those towel pics are just as bad. Those are devil.
I sent it to you. Oh! Yeah.
Right. I sent you some too.
Okay,
I sent
you some green sweatpants for you.
And stuff like that, you know, because girls can be perverts.
I mean, I started young as far as you know, I remember, and I tell this every time. Uh-huh. I caught, I'm the little girl in kindergarten that caught with the porn magazine. Okay, all right, that's it. Okay, so now,
so moving along, let's get off this topic before we get into more trouble.
Giving our audience too long.
Okay, my guilty pleasure, because Erica basically mentioned it before we started the podcast. She's like, you love me so much. And that's like, this is true, which is my guilty pleasure is chocolate. I love sweets, and Godiva chocolate is like my favorite chocolate besides Hershey's almonds. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Just thinking about it. That and Nestle's Crunch. I'm like a chocolate junkie. You see how people out here intravenously shooting themselves up with heroin or whatever? I'm like that with candy. Wow. Chocolate candy. Yes. I might give you my social security number if you give me some Godiva chocolate.
That's funny. You get her some chocolate, yo. Give her some chocolate.
I'm joking, of course, but I'm just saying, if you give me the right Godiva chocolate, I don't know.
Yeah, she used to go to the outlet and she would make sure to stop by that.
Girl, you remember that? Oh my
gosh. Yes, of course.
Oh my gosh. I'm that bad, girl. Ooh.
Yeah, she would buy it from the outlet, okay?
Yeah, girl. I have a whole Godiva gift card. I forgot what they call you when you become a member, whatever they call it, like a Godiva member. I have it on my keychain and everything. So anytime I do go to the outlet or I see a Godiva store, which we don't have too many of in New York, because we used to have a lot of them in like the high-end areas or in the malls.
Right.
So now if you don't see them in the malls, you don't really see a Godiva store by itself unless you'll see it at Macy's and stuff like that. But for the most part, they don't have too many Godiva stores left.
So, but they probably got online. So I'm sure now, because of the pandemic, they probably doing a lot of orders, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, but before the pandemic, I remember like 2 years ago, because like you said, I love me some Godiva. I pretty much knew some of them in the Manhattan areas or in the Brooklyn areas, like in the malls or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was heading straight to it like 2 years ago and they were gone. I was so heartbroken. I was like, because you know what it is, this is how bad it was, like you said, because I can't believe you remember like what you said when we used to go shopping. You remember me stopping off. Mm-hmm. And it was like to the point where, like, let's say if they had a special holiday like Christmas, don't go in there the day before or a couple of weeks before Christmas. Go after Christmas because everything is half off. Girl, when I tell you I'm addicted to Godiva, it's a wrap. Go in there after the holidays, everything's half off, because Godiva is a very expensive high-end chocolate. So it's like, if you ain't really trying to spend that much money, wait till the holiday and then after the holiday, basically. Not really wait till the holiday, but wait till after the holiday. Everything's half off.
I'm sure.
Yes, darling. Yes. But moving on.
So definitely, because I will never forget it. I was like, she loves her some Godiva.
Yeah,
but it is good. It is good. It's really good.
Yes.
See, I'm not into chocolate like that. Only, you know, only when chocolate. It's that time, you know, I'm into the chocolate like that. But it's, since we like on food, you know, anybody that know me I love cake. Like, you know, even if I'm losing weight, like, you're not gonna stop I'm gonna have my cake for my birthday, okay?
Right.
And I'm gonna have cake, okay? That's it. So, right. You know, I love cake. I always love cake. And
what's your favorite?
Strawberry shortcake. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's definitely when I love strawberries. So, you know, I mm-hmm. always got, you know, the cake. And we used to always get our cakes, like, from Miss Maxwell. But, you know, we always have, like, you know, my mom and my dad, you know, we always would have a birthday. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, cake and ice cream and stuff like that. But I always love cake. And then Snickers. I love Snickers. Okay. The ones with the almonds is good. But, you know, the regular Snickers, that used to be my thing all the time. So if I'm in the mood for Snickers, I'll tear up some Snickers. So those are the, you know, the two things that, you know, that I can indulge in, you know, okay. and stuff like that. What else? What else? Okay. Now I remember, and this is probably one of yours too. Okay. Okay. Music with the, remember how we used to go to Best Buy like crazy?
Ooh, yes.
We used to go.
No, we gotta take a way back. Nah, and even not even Best Buy. That's now. Take a way back. The Wiz, Circuit City.
All right. With the Wiz.
We had a store up top in Brooklyn. I forgot the name of that store. What was that store called where we had to go all the way to the third floor?
Oh,
Beach Street. Beach Street.
Yep, Beach Street and BK. And and then Columbia House. Remember Columbia House?
Ooh, yes. Yes.
That's how I got a lot of my CDs from Columbia House.
What about this one? You used to do Columbia House. I did the other version. Damn. I am BMG or something. I think it was BMG.
I did that one too. I had both of them. And
you remember it was 7 CDs for a penny, and then you had to become a member and buy 3 CDs at full price within a year? Yep. Girl, that's how and I got my collection.
I'm so bad. I still got my cassette tapes. It's crazy. I still got cassette tapes, y'all. I still got it all set up, old school and stuff like that. I got it, and so you know, my daughter, she always, you know, she know me with it. So and my sister, my sister bought me a retro record player, so I can play my old records. And I got albums too. I forgot to say it. I still got some albums.
What? Okay.
I got some albums, some vinyl, y'all. Some vinyl.
Okay. Some vinyl. Wow, you took it way back for real, because I don't even have that anymore. Because what happened was, with me, I probably would have been like you, having cassettes and record, but this girl I used to be friends with, she had a storage facility and she wasn't paying her bill. I didn't know. And I didn't know the process of a storage. If you don't pay it, they lock it until you pay it and they give you 30 days to pay it. And if you don't pay it, they put your stuff out for auction. I think they put your stuff out in the street or they auction it off or some shit. Mm. I don't remember. So long story short, I lost my VHS tapes. I lost my cassette tapes. What? So luckily at the time, BMG and Columbia House was out. So I would like get my DVDs and stuff like that from Columbia House or my CDs from BMG or whatever the hell it was called.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I was able to get them back. Not get them back, but like reorder.
Right.
You know, the stuff and everything like that. So I would have had records like you, but yeah, all that shit was lost in his storage facility. Yeah, girl. I was tight. I was super. Because my whole thing is this. Be transparent and be honest. Be like, Shay, I really didn't have the money to pay the bill. Do you mind paying it? Because not for nothing, she was doing me a favor by putting it there because I was trying to, you know, minimize my apartment getting into being like a hoarding facility with, you know, records. Yes. And cassettes and stuff like that. Right. So I would have been like, okay, bet. I'll pay this month, but you're not saying anything. You're trying to act like you got it under control. And in essence, you don't. And then me and her fell off. We wasn't talking anymore. So I definitely lost everything. So I was just like, OMG. So I was just able to just, girl. I think it was that. Yeah, records and VHS and cassettes. I think I lost all my cassettes. I think I put all my cassettes in storage and then I kept the CDs.
That's crazy.
At the house. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, girl. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, girl.
I would have been mad.
Girl, you know, because you know you and I are music and movie lovers. So it's like for me to lose that shit unbeknownst to me, not knowing why, because the dumb bitch wasn't paying the bill. Oh my gosh. I would have definitely given her money for it. Because I think the bill was like about $100, but I don't know how many months she was. I don't think she was that many months behind because I don't know how storage works, but I think it's on a month-to-month basis. And I don't think they let you go a month behind. And if you do go a month behind, they're like letting you know, pay it or we're gonna hold your stuff hostage. So But she wasn't telling me anything. I just assumed I could get my stuff back. But boy, was I wrong. Yes, anyway.
Well, since I heard you bring that up, movies.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, this should be fun. Go ahead. Tell us what your movies that you can watch over and over and over.
Girl, audience, like, when a movie is really good, I could watch it over and over again, okay? Girl, especially if it had action in it. It's like, I could watch it over and over again. So, like, one of the movies, and then, you know, my daughter, she would be like, Ma, you watching this again? It's Set It Off. I love Set It Off. Okay. I always watch Set It Off every time it comes on.
Yes.
You know, it was a banging movie to me. And I was like, yo, like, I look at this all the time and I still get excited. Like, just like I just saw it for the first time. And, you know, and that's one that I know I definitely watch all the time. When Straight Outta Compton came out. Okay.
I can agree with that one, audience. Go ahead.
I was excited from the beginning to the end. Like, you know, I was like, oh, you know, had action straight up from the beginning. Yes. I was like, I got to get this movie, you know? Right. I watched it over and over and over again.
Right. Didn't your daughter get it to you for Christmas?
I think she did.
Yeah, I think so too. I think for Christmas, she got it for you for Christmas that same year.
Yep, she did buy me Straight Outta Compton. She did. She sure did.
Yes, exactly.
I watch it all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, she is like, and so you know, it's crazy. And then another one is Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins. Right, that is so hilarious to me.
Okay, and I've never seen that one. Okay.
Oh my gosh, with Martin, you have to watch it. It's funny from the beginning to the end.
Oh, okay.
And it's like my, and you know, you like the movie when you're repeating the words.
Okay.
The movie. So it's what is his name? Mike Epps is in there. He goes, it's this one part, he goes, Mama gonna get you, right? And so every time it comes on, I say that part. And it's bad. You know it's bad when you be knowing the words in the movie, you know?
Right, or you like your favorite parts when you know it's coming on.
Yeah, it's so crazy. It's so crazy. Right. You know,
mine would be, go ahead. You got another one?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. Mine would be, I could watch all the time, is Love Jones.
Good one.
I love that movie. Mm-hmm. I love Love Jones. Another one is Menace to Society. Because like you said, you like action. I like action too. Menace to Society. And the third one that I can watch over and over again. Love and Basketball, but I don't know yet because I'm thinking, it's not Love and Basketball. Okay, this is it. Devil Wears Prada. I love that.
Okay, I never saw it.
You gotta watch that movie. Oh my gosh, the movie's so good. And it's funny because you probably can attest to this as well as I. I'm not really a fashionista. I love shopping, do not get me wrong, but it doesn't have to be name brand. It could be whatever. Uh-huh. So when I finally saw this movie, even somebody like you that's not into name brands either like that, as far as like, I mean, fashionista, like, you know, you gotta get the latest Prada shoes and the Prada bag or whatever. When you see this movie, anybody and everybody can relate because that movie was so well done. And then, of course, by the end of the movie, you will learn about fashion because it kind of breaks it down on how they do what they do or whatever. But it's such a good movie. So whenever it come on TV, I'm going to try to see if I can remember to text you to watch it because it's such a good movie. Yeah. The reason why I said that is because other friends of mine that who are not into fashion as well love that movie. Like they literally watch and be like, oh, shoot, this movie was good. So, yeah. I think you'll like it. Yeah.
Okay. I got to check that one out.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you'll like it. If you don't, I'll be surprised.
Yeah.
Because it was really good. It was really good.
Yeah. I never saw it. I been meaning to, but I never saw it. Yeah.
Okay.
I heard it was a good movie.
Yeah, it is. Oh my gosh. It's so good. It's so good.
It's so many. It's quite a few. I mean, I have my horror clicks that I love. You know, I know you're not into horror, Shay. But, like Scream is one of my favorite. I could look at Scream over and over again.
It's funny you said that because that's what I was going to about to say as soon as you finish. I was going to be like, I don't like horror, but I can do horror like Scream of a whodunit. I can do horror like whodunit. Mm-hmm. I can't do horror like you like those really gory ones. I don't know.
Okay, so you like more of a suspense type of...
suspense, who done it?
Yeah.
Who's the killer? Who's the killer type of horror? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love Scream. I like the first one, and I think the only one, because I think I own the first one, because I didn't really like the others, but I liked who ended up being the killers as far as when you had to figure it out. But like my favorite all time, I could watch Scream over and over again. You're right.
Yeah, because that had, it was good from the beginning to the end, you know? So
well, I don't know if you know, not to cut you off, but they're coming out with a new version, and Neve Campbell, the original girl that's in it, supposed to be coming back.
Interesting. I didn't hear that.
I know. That's
why
what
are
I say.
Gonna do that? That's what's gonna make me mad.
I know, right? Because what else can you bring to the picture? Because you came out with Scream 1 all the way through 5, and it's like, what else is there to bring? So I don't know.
Yeah, nah. And another one, and then you know, Scarface.
I watch Scarface you do love
all
that.
The time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Scarface.
I learned something new, y'all. In Scarface, you know, and it was crazy because, you know, Biggie got some of his lyrics from there, and so it was like, you know, they was like breaking down the rules. He said, "Never get high on your own supply," and like I was saying it. I'm like, yo, what? I'm saying the words that they say it on here. And then it was another when Al Pacino was in there and he was sitting at the table. He was like, when they go low, we go high. And I was like, yo!
Are you kidding me?
I say, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Are you kidding me that he really says that?
Yo, watch it again if you ever saw it.
I have the movie at home. I have it at home. Oh my gosh.
Well, just listen. Just look at the whole movie. I know it's long, but just look at the whole movie. You're going to hear stuff that you heard. And it's like, it was crazy. It was crazy.
That's funny.
Yeah. And then it had even the part. I said the whole part. It was from Lil' Kim's song. and I was like, wait a minute. And I was like, wait, because when the guy said it in my mouth, I just started singing it, right? But it was the lyrics from the song, but they got it from there. It was crazy, you know?
When they go low, we go high.
Yo, I'm trying to tell you. Wow. I told my mom, it was cracking up. I was like, this is crazy. So I know what movie they was watching.
You're not. Oh, wow. That is so funny. You're going to make me want to watch that movie this week. Oh, my God.
Yep. So, you know. Those are like, I mean, I have more, but, you know.
Right, exactly.
Just to say a few, you know.
Exactly.
But those are the ones I would I will look at over and over again.
Right. I know, because it's like you said, it could be coming on TV and you watch it like it's the first time you watch it because it's so good from beginning to end. Yeah. That's how I feel about A Menace to Society and Love Jones. I can sit up there and watch Love. I could text y'all and be like, Love Jones coming on. Y'all be like, okay, Ben, I'm going to watch it too. Because Love Jones, oh my gosh, I love that movie. I love me some Love Jones. I could watch, even if it's on TV, which means they're going to cut out all the good parts. I'll watch it.
Now, see, that would make me mad. I can't. I do watch, you know, when Set It Off does come on, like on BT and stuff like that, you know, I will watch it. But it's so much better just to now, like FX,
the real
when they showed Straight Out of Compton, you know, they had commercials, it was still the same.
Yeah, because FX will still show it the whole entire movie with curses in it. Mm-hmm. That's what I like about FX too. I like that. When I was growing up, but when I finally got cable, I assume anything past Channel 11 in New York, I assume anything that's considered cable TV add the curses in their movies, and I'm like, well, what's the point of saying it's cable? And then I realized if you have Showtime, HBO, that's considered cable, and you can watch it in its entirety with the cursing. And then what else I learned on FX, I was like, oh, but FX is a special type of cable where they'll let you, you know, get the cursing and the love scenes or whatever. It's just that they're gonna still show commercials.
That's why I do like it, you know, because that's what I was watching. They was playing it back to back.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and then another one I'm just, you know, flipping through. The Shining is definitely another one. I watch that over and over again.
That's the one where, let me show, that's not him that said, let me show you something. No. What's the one? I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your head in. That's that one?
Okay.
I saw it. I didn't really like it. I guess I have to watch it again to really get the gist of it.
That's something I could watch over and over again because
if you like your American horror story, right?
You know, he played it so good. So
yeah, Jack Nicholson is a good actor, though. That's one thing.
You know, yeah. So I will watch that over and over again. So
this is true.
All right. Do you have any others?
No, for off the top of my head, no, because we kind of basically delved into what we like. But like you said, there is more, but it's kind of hard for me to think because I'm looking at my bookshelf as we speak with the movies, but the light is off, so I can't really look. Oh, okay, we can end it off with this one. Enter the Dragon with my man Bruce Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that. I can watch that over and over and over again because there's so many parts in that movie I love. Like, I literally, because I have it on DVD, will skip the beginning and go to when he goes to the island and start fighting people.
Bruce Lee, I used to watch a lot of his show, or a lot of his movies.
Movies, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have his whole collection. The funny thing about me is I'm a collector and will have it and won't watch it. So I literally have all of, I'm going to say Jackie Chan, my bad. All of Bruce Lee movies, but I've only watched Enter the Dragon because that's like my favorite movie by him. I swear I cannot get past that. Yeah, girl, I'm bad. I know. That's and now that we're in COVID and quarantine and I'm working from home, I need to start utilizing and watching my DVDs.
Yeah, watch your DVDs, girl, because, you know.
Before you know it, they're going to be like, go back to the office.
But I know, like, I know one for you. Your makeup stuff.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Oh yes, audience. I think we did talk about that on a previous podcast as far as what we indulge in. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm a makeup fiend. That's my guilty pleasure. I'm still learning how to put on makeup, audience. Why am I still buying makeup? I'm crazy, but I'm literally trying to stop myself from buying makeup. So I'm learning to just walk in the store and just look and walk away.
And everybody know about my lotion fetish, so you know my thing with my lotion from Bath and Body. Yes. So, you know, that's it.
Bath and Body Works is my favorite store. Mm-hmm. Yes. So the other day, audience, real quick before we ended, I sent her a pic of what I bought at Bath and Body Works. Why I did that? Because then she went and bought some stuff too. But we had coupons, so we used our coupon.
Yeah, that's what I did, and mm-hmm. I was like. But see, I lucked out because they had my birthday voucher in there, in the app, so I could get my free up to $14.50, right? And then with the 20% off, and then they was already having a sale, so you know I got, and then you know you get the certain amount, and you get the other free, so I got 4 free gifts, okay?
Ooh,
plus, wow. Then I had got my well, what I got was lip glosses. Now I like lip gloss. And I like, nail polish and lipsticks and lip glosses and nail polish. Those are my things.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to do it. I didn't buy no big lotions and stuff like that. I had promised.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Oh, you forgot to mention your pocketbook.
Huh?
You forgot to mention your pocketbooks.
Well, I mean.
Pleasure. No?
Yeah, I calmed down with that, but, there's other people that is really, they got to get the certain style pocketbooks, the Gucci, the Fendi, and stuff like that, and stuff, I like sunglasses, shades, I like shades, so that's another.
I'm about to put you onto a website then if you like shades. I forgot you like shades. Okay.
Oh, you need to put me on there.
Yeah, girl, I'm going to text you once we get off this podcast. You're going to fall in love. OMG, you're going to fall in love. Because I find out about this website through this girl that I watch on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And she just happened to mention, if you want some nice popping sunglasses that are not expensive, go on this website. And when I did, I'm addicted. The glasses are so dope. They literally look fashion, high-end sunglasses. See, you're going to love
that. I need that in my life.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. I'm going to send that. I'm gonna send you the text. I'm going to text you as soon as we get off this podcast.
All right. Well, all right. So, thank you for listening to Talk That Talk with
Erica and Shay.
And we're going to, and you can find us on, I got to read this all to y'all. So, y'all can find us. You can listen to us on YouTube. When you go on YouTube, you're going to subscribe. Okay. And you can sign up to be notified with the notifications. Hit that little bell. Mm-hmm. Share it with your friends. Okay. Mm-hmm. We need followers. Please need some followers on YouTube. All right. And so Spotify, iHeart, Radio, Google, TuneIn, iTunes, Podcast, Breaker, Castbox, Radio.com, Overcast, Radio Public, Stitcher, and of course Anchor. Okay, and yeah. You can follow us, Shay,
on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagrammy.
Yeah, and you can they also send the email. Yeah. What I was gonna say, you can also what else we have?
Oh, email us if they have a question right. or topic idea.
Yeah, so you can email us at talkthattalkwitherikaandshay@gmail.com. If you want to be a guest on here, send us an email, let us know. And then you know, we can set that up. If y'all have any topics that y'all want to discuss, let us know. Any sponsors, hit us up. Okay.
That too.
Yeah. So all right. So I think that's about it.
I think so too. Everybody enjoy your weekend. Stay safe. Wash your hands and wear your masks.
Please. Still social distance, please.
Okay? Yes, please. Stop doing these backyard barbecues and congregating and not wearing your mask.
Yes. You know, just social distance. Don't be around too many people. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Keep a distance. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you again. And we will be back.
Yes, bye. Good night.
Have a good weekend. Bye.